This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 15th of September. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. And now, hopefully, all the way from Scotland, we have on the phone Mary from Mary Jane. Hello, Mary. Good afternoon.
Hello. Paul, how are you doing today?
Oh, you sound lovely and Scottish, Mary.
I've got to warn you now, Mary. One of the problems I have with Jules is when we have people from the various regions of the United Kingdom, she does think she's a bit of an accent mimic. So if she starts coming in with some faux Scottish accent, I apologise right now.
Yes, but it is a beautiful accent. And I have to say, when we were travelling, and that's how we connected, isn't it, Mary, with your family business, when we were travelling in the camper van on the 500 through the beautiful Scottish Highlands, you popped up with your lovely products, and I was bowled over by them. And in front of me, thank you, your team, your family have sent me...
She's got a whole selection of your products here, Mary, and she keeps sniffing them and spraying them around. And our other guest, she's giving him some midge spray as well, because he's just about to depart for Scotland.
I was wondering if it was for me, but I think it's for midges.
And I did say, Mary, that it's no cruelty to animals, and then of course there's a caveat that says, well, except midges. But I'm just smelling the honey and oatmeal. And I'm going to throw one to Paul Andrews, because I do like to throw him something during the show hard. He's across the thing.
And don't throw it too hard.
And he's going to take it home for his lovely family too. Catch.
Thank you.
So you've got the...
I've got honey and oatmeal organic soap with safflower.
Yeah. What is a safflower, we might ask you?
Yeah. But before all of that, Mary, what I'd like to know, if possible, you're a family business, and I'd just like to know a bit of the history of your business. When you started and why you started, and what made you get into doing this?
We started formulating our products way back in 2008, primarily due to the problems I had with my skin. I got an allergy to zinc, which means I can't use short-bought creams and products like that, because I've got
sensitive
zinc through the products.
What have you got, Mary?
I'm allergic to zinc.
Oh, okay, which is in an awful lot of skin preparations and creams, zinc. In fact, it's in sun cream as well, isn't it?
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Well, how did the allergy manifest? How did it show up on your skin?
Through a rash, I found the allergy out when I changed from wearing NHS plastic spectacles to metal frames. And I used to work at Walker's Shortbread.
Walker's Shortbread?
All right, yeah.
Yes, I was working with the biscuits, and the sugar from the biscuits got flicked up into my face, and it reacted to the metal in the frames, and that's how I found out I was allergic to zinc.
Oh, so the zinc in the cans, is there?
No, the glasses, the metal in the frames.
Okay. Metal in the what? Sorry, I can't hear.
I had steel frame glasses.
Oh, okay. So there's metal running through it.
And the zinc present in the steel reacted to the sugar, and it caused a rash on my face.
Oh, wow.
These are all things that, you know, there's a lot of, people are very allergic to things, but unless you are, you don't know sort of the misery of it, do you?
Absolutely. So you discovered the source of this allergy that you had, and you decided to do something about it, to make these products that don't have it in, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have to find an alternative to the zinc? Was the zinc an essential property of most things? I don't know why there's zinc in things.
I had to swap from steel frame glasses to titanium.
Titanium?
Yes.
Oh, I've got that in my knee. It must be quite a pure and hard-wearing metal, I would think.
Yep. Yes, it is, and it's also the lowest zinc content that you can get for spectacle frames.
Okay, but was it your, because I know I've spoken to your lovely mum on the phone, I think I woke her up the other day actually, because Paul Andrews, the lovely that you're talking to, he texted me and was just confirming things for the show, and I was up early and he was up early. I didn't look at the time, and I phoned your poor mum about 9:15, which I felt a bit embarrassed about, because I try not to phone anybody before 9 o'clock, and but she was lovely, she wasn't cross. But was it your mum that started it off, or...?
Well, she kind of did, because when I was a teenager, right, she helped my dad's sore back by using massage oils and essential oils, and I just learned from what she was working with and started researching what to use essential oils with to help my skin.
Did you have help from sort of scientific people or people in the beauty biz?
Nope. Wow. I just learned from books and researched online.
We're both sitting here, Mary, sniffing. We're both sitting here sniffing things, and I'm thinking, blimey, I could eat that.
I know. Well, it has a best before date as well, which is lovely. I mean, you never get that on a, you know, a normal set of best before, so it's so fresh. And we have Dr. Wayne in the studio, Dr. Wayne Wright, who's also a scientific doctor. So I don't know if you want to look at some of the ingredients on there, Dr. Wayne, that read. So... you established in 2008,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's, how many of you in the business? Three of you, is it, or more?
There's just three of us, me, my mother, and my brother. My brother does a website site of things. He actually built the website from scratch, every one of them, and that's our third website live just now.
And... so when you started, take us back, because I love the packaging. I think it's really simple, it's clear, it says what it was. You know, if I certainly were looking, I love natural products, as you know. And when I'm looking, I love to see that it's just, you know, small batched, handmade. So did you start off making this, or do you still make it in your kitchen, or where do you make it?
We used to make it in our kitchen. Now we've got a workshop at the back of our garage.
Mm-hmm.
So just whipping it up at home, really.
Do you have, I imagine big vats of bubbling oatmeal and stuff like that. Do you know,
the porridge, of
I was going to say, you know, well, one of the beautiful things, I'm sitting here sniffing this, and I now fancy a bowl of porridge. I've got this honey and oatmeal, and I'm thinking, do you know what, I could eat that.
Yeah. Well, we are the three bears in the studio, of course. I'm obviously a little bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't go there.
Your best-selling, because when I was doing the Route 500, Dr. Wayne, be warned about this, the midges. The midges are, in fact, my new husband and I, we're quite tolerant, and I didn't get really bitten as such, but they were all around us when we sat out in the evening, and we were sort of swatting these tiny little, I mean, midges are small, aren't they?
Can I sneak what? Up in there without realising it?
Yeah, and they're round you in a mist.
See,
and
I knew a Scottish midge.
Oh, Midgeur.
Yeah, Midgeur, yeah.
I like what you did there.
Yeah.
But Mary, they do appear, don't they? And my new husband, who's quite tolerant, said, how do Scottish people put up with this? You know, how do you... Because on our campsite, there were people walking around in full midge protection. They had, like, hats on. Great
hazmat suits.
Yeah, with nets and things. So tell us about how you put up with your Highland midge, and also about your...
Well, they spray them, don't they, with a midge spray.
About your... It's award-winning, isn't it, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was... The formulation for the midge lotion was actually an accident. We normally sell face-to-face to our customers in small markets.
Okay.
And... my local one, right, just 2 minutes down the road, it was a picnic area we were selling in.
Mm-hmm.
We can read some of it now. I just had a garden gazebo up. We, the kitchen roll soaked in lemongrass, pegged it back. And I wasn't bothered with the midges at all. And when my father helped me break everything down, he said, well, why don't you make something like that for me when I'm working in the quarry?
Yeah. Oh, in the quarries?
Aye.
Okay.
Well, I kind of knew about bog myrtle. I researched about neem, and it was kind of kicked off from there.
Oh, so the neem, is neem quite a natural product, Mary?
Yes, it's like soft fudge when we get it, kind of consistency. So and it's a natural insecticide. Insects just don't like eating it, so it's perfect for our skin. It softens it. So.
And I love... I love the fact that it's award-winning. Paul, you've got the leaflet in front of you. I threw it on your desk.
Yeah, I filed it. Okay. I've put it in my case, I haven't got it out.
He's put it behind his ear. Mm. But you're award-winning, which must have been great. So how, with COVID, how has that affected your business doing these small markets? Because I know the government did stop a lot of markets, and personally, I'd rather shop outside in the air. But how has that affected your business?
Well, we normally make stock right around about November, December time.
Yeah.
Ready for the market starting March.
Yeah.
And with COVID, it's a wee bit tricky trying to sell face-to-face with the markets not being near.
Yeah. And so has your brother sort of stepped up to the mark and done more online?
Yes, he has. He's got the new website up running, which was on the go for about 6-7 months.
Mm.
I've been on social media as well. That's been a lifesaver.
Yeah, that's how you and I met, isn't it? And
mm-hmm.
So would you say that you use Twitter or Facebook most, or Instagram, or what's your poison?
Well, we're usually on Twitter most. We do sometimes put on Facebook, and we've only just started putting on Instagram. We're just still learning on that.
Yeah, I think it will work well on Instagram because it looks so visually, it looks so beautiful. Tell me about the goat's milk. You're putting goat's milk with your oatmeal. So
mm-hmm.
What is it in goat's milk that's good for skin?
It's basically the lactic acid that's in the goat's milk that helps the skin. Nourishing, it's protecting, it's moisturising, and it wants the moisture into your skin as well.
Okay, so probably this would be good for people like my friend Ken Lloyd. He's my graphic designer. I'm going to copy him in with you on a tweet. He gets really severe eczema and psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be good for a little prezi for him, wouldn't it?
Yes, and we do an unscented range as well. We've got an unscented goat's milk.
Okay, yeah. And then the other one is you've just got a very plain one, which is very simple, which just has goat's milk, but it's
mm-hmm.
also got cocoa, which I find interesting. So you could eat that, Paul Andrews.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, I'd definitely have that perhaps as a hot drink at night. And you do this lovely hand cream.
Mm-hmm.
Again, beautiful packaging. Look at that, Dr. Wayne. Lovely packaging. Simple.
Yeah.
So this is for it's shea butter and camellia with extra vitamin E.
Yeah.
So shea butter, you're having to source that. I take it doesn't come from Scotland.
No, we've got a company down in Wales that we source some of our products in.
Mm-hmm.
They get it from elsewhere and we get it from them. We try and keep it as local as we can, but sometimes it...
Yeah, shea butter and cocoa.
Aye.
Not very Scottish. Dr. Wayne's going to come in and ask you something.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic. You know, and a lot of organisations, especially smaller ones, are really doing these, you know, organically founded, you know, soaps and sprays and hair products and all that type of stuff. And please, if I can't encourage you to do anything, I'll encourage you to do this: is really get yourself on Instagram if you can.
Yeah.
Your family business. You know, you've got a story to tell, you've got your own personal story, and Instagram loves personal stories. They love to connect with people, and you can tell about your story, tell about how it's helped you. You know, you can have testimonies of other people, if it's helped. And you can highlight, you know, the nature of the product, how you make it, how it's, you know, organically sourced. There's a whole host of different content that you can bring out for Instagram. So please, you know, I kid you not, it's going to make a massive difference to your business.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if there's anything Instagram, and more importantly, the nice thing about Instagram, because Facebook owns Instagram, you can translate the information across to Facebook. So again, you know, use the video, use your phone. Don't have to use anything expensive. Use your phone. You know, do some stuff, and I kid you not, you're going to make it so you can see a massive difference in the business. Absolutely. And the growth of it over time.
I think that's wise words. And also, with people constantly washing their hands and constantly sanitising, some of these sanitisers are really harsh. I don't know if you've got round, Mary, your family to doing a sanitiser yet, a Scottish hand sanitiser. Are you thinking about that?
Does it have to be Scottish?
Yeah, with heather in it.
Is that the only one? Is it tartan?
with heather in it.
Yeah. Is she a part of the business, Heather?
Oh, yeah, Heather must be.
Yeah.
She's the tea maker, I think. So have you thought about doing a hand sanitiser?
Well, we've got a sanitiser tested. It's just not ready for the market yet.
Okay.
We're trying to source bottles that are environmentally friendly.
Yep.
That's the thing, the packaging and everything. And I'm just going to pass Dr. Wainwright the your lovely sensitive and dry hand cream with the shea and the camellia and the extra vitamin, so he can have a little sniff. And we've all sanitised our hands, and we're all sitting apart here in our studio, Mary.
And we're all sniffing stuff.
Talk us through the scent. He is a man, so he might not talk through.
It smells. No, I use hand cream a lot.
Okay, take the lid off again, Doctor, and talk us through the smell.
It's you know, it's lovely. It's
beautiful.
Aromatic, and you know, more importantly, it's not pungent.
Yeah,
you know, it's a nice, gentle sense of smell. So yeah, it's
very. And you're not getting sort of, you know, sometimes you get that chemical smell that you can get.
No, it's more like the fields, like
Scottish fields,
roses, lavenders, and all that type of stuff. So it's very nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You can dab a bit on your hand if you like.
I'll let you do.
Yeah, I'm guarding it. So, yeah, the sanitizer I'd love. I've actually found one online, which is called No Germs Hansen, and it's alcohol, paraben.
That's got lavender in it. I can smell that.
Oh, can you? Oh, now Paul Andrews is now doing a one-up on Dr. Wayne to tell us what the scent is. So what are you getting? Are you getting a bit of heather? Wee bit of heather? That's my Scottish accent, Mary. It's not very bad. You're getting a wee bit of Scottish heather?
No.
Dr. Finlay?
No, it was definitely lavender.
Lavender. Is it lavender? I bet he's read the label, Mary.
No, I haven't.
I'm using a hand sanitizer, Mary, that you can chat to your mum about, the lovely Elizabeth. It's Elizabeth, your mum, isn't it?
Yes.
So the one I'm using is alcohol, paraben and fragrance-free, and it has... Aloe vera.
When she doesn't wash her hands, she drinks it.
It has chamomile and lavender extracts. Remains active and effective on the skin for 2 to 4 hours. I mean, this is I would think this must, as you say, take a huge amount of testing, because you can't just release a product if people have got, you know, things like COVID protection. You know, you can't just release it. So how do you go about testing it?
If they send it down to a lab.
Oh, okay.
They have to test it for a best before, product stability, and microbe growth, if it's got water in it.
Okay, so I didn't quite hear, was the lab in Scotland?
No, it's down in, I think it's Sussex.
Okay, so yeah, and so you send, and did you have to do that with your soaps and things as well?
All of our products have been lab tested. That's why we've got the price before date on them.
Okay, brilliant.
Cool. Yeah.
Good. That's great. Well, I now need, because you've sent me some lovely Highland Midge lotion.
We need some midges to go with it.
Well, I now need to go back to Scotland, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, you do.
Tell us whereabouts your base, because I did, as you know, I did the 500 route and I went to the Isle of Skye as well.
She went with the Pretenders.
Yeah, I thought you were going to play them today, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So whereabouts are you based? Give the old English listeners a clue.
In the northeast of Scotland, we're not quite halfway between Aberdeen and Inverness.
Okay, yeah. If you can send us a few, if you do some research and send us a few nice little B&Bs and some boutique hotels that we could go to, that would be really helpful, well, rather than the caravan.
There. I don't know if it's still there even, Mary. I used to stay in a hotel on the Peterhead Road called the Udney Arms.
It's quite a big country.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
I'm a bit farther east, I think.
Oh, are you? Okay. I'm trying to think what the name of the village was. It was in New something or other. Anyway, it was a long time ago.
Well, I also discovered, because you were talking about Walker's Thingamabobs biscuits, shortbread, that was the word, Scottish word, forgotten. My Scottish is fluent, you know, Mary.
Yeah.
But it was Duncan's of Deeside. I discovered their oat cakes, and they are absolutely delicious.
Did you wash with them?
No, I didn't wash them. No, I didn't put them in goat's milk soap. But I ate them, and they were really, really good oatcakes. And I have to say, I preferred them to Nairn's, which is the market leader. Mm. So very interesting, because I've never seen Duncan's of Deeside anywhere in a shop here. But I think they're on your Twitter as well.
Yes. The thing I like about where we are, right, is there's different terrains. You've got woods, lochs, beaches within maybe 20, 30 miles of each other.
Yeah, you've got everything. Exactly. Now, if people, listeners who are all raving to get hold of your stuff, we can go to your website. But can you just read it out for us?
It's www.maryjane.co.uk.
And they can just go on there and look at all your goodies. Mm-hmm. And then you post out, I guess.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
That's lovely. And a big hello to your lovely mum, Elizabeth, who I got out of bed one morning, I'm sure, because Paul Andrews texted me very early in the morning.
It's got to be my fault.
And all your brother. What's your brother's name?
Leslie.
Okay.
Not a very Scottish name, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, of course.
Name. Yeah, Leslie.
Mary, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Do enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And we'll talk to you again soon, huh?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Lots of love. Bye-bye. See you soon.
Bye.
Wow, I feel I've been back to Scotland.
Mary Quinn there, of Mary Jane UK. Family-owned business.
Very interesting. I must tell Ken Lloyd, my lovely graphic designer and drinking buddy, because he gets terrible paralysis. And actually, during COVID, I don't know about you guys, but round the rings, I had to stop wearing rings because my fingers were getting, red and sore. So shall I read
that? I'm not saying anything to that.
It's
really
just a
not.
Ring.
There's no answer to that whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness. Innuendo, people.
Yeah,
innuendo.
Yeah. We got lots of stuff still to cover and not very much time to do it in, so let's crack on with where we are. I've got some stuff I want to tell you about. The FSB have a number of things going on, and I'm going to tell you about a few of them. Five foundations to thrive, top tips to bolster your business. This is happening Thursday the 17th of September. That's this Thursday, 9:30 to 11. There's an expert panel who will give you their advice on risk management, business planning, continuity planning, cyber security and protecting cash flow. If you want to register for this online event, it's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/5foundations. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/5foundations.
And you can join Tracy Westall. She is on the Twitter at Pecunia, P for Peter, ECUN for Norman, IA, 2016. That's her Twitter handle. On the 16th of September, she has an interactive lunch and learn workshop on cash flow and credit management. Non-members are also welcome, and you can book at the FSB Kent, which is the Twitter handle, at FSB Kent. You can go to www.fsb.org.uk and put a little /event-calendar credit management, and you'll find that event up there.
Fantastic. HMRC has sent letters to VAT registered businesses in Great Britain who are currently trading with the EU and or the rest of the world.
and the letters highlight actions that need to take to continue trading with the EU from the 1st of January 2021. These letters have been sent to VAT-registered businesses in Great Britain trading with the EU or the EU and the rest of the world. They explain what businesses need to do to prepare for new processes for moving goods between Great Britain and the EU, making sure they have a UK Economic Operator Registration and Identification Number, that is known as an EORA, deciding how they'll make customs declarations and checking if their imported goods are eligible for staged import controls. If you want to find out the ins and outs of this and you haven't got your letter yet, or you've got your letter but you don't understand it, then the best thing to do is go to the website www.gov.uk/government/publications/letters-to-business. So that's gov.uk/government/publications/letters-to-business, and you can find out all that you need to find out to continue exporting goods to the EU after the 1st of January.
It's very scary, actually, because Dr. Wayne, you'll know about the... I take a natural thyroid supplement that the NHS won't supply me with.
Because I knew she'd get it in somewhere.
Levothyroxine, which is T4, which they'll just give you, like, you know, cheap as chips from Big Pharma, doesn't work for me, which I discovered after 25 very lethargic and fat years. So I now buy something called natural desiccated thyroid hormone, which is T4 and T3. And I buy it from America. Hillary Clinton takes it. Good enough for her, good enough for me. But there's a huge, you know, I have to get a prescription, which is private, and then I have to send it to a specialist pharmacy. And he just warned me that there's going to be problems with Brexit and also with COVID. I don't know how America, coming from America, affects me with Brexit. But he's told me I need to, you know, order more because it's going to be a shortage. But my doctor won't give me more than 4 months' prescription, even though I'm on it for the rest of my life. So,
well, talk to me afterwards. And again,
can you mix me up some?
I don't think it's as easy as that, but certainly I could talk to my colleague, John, who's in the pharmacy in Colorado.
That would be great. Oh, Colorado, friends in high places.
There you go.
Well, it's one of my businesses there. So.
Yeah. Okay. He's very cosmopolitan.
Colorado is a high place as well. I've seen the Rockies.
The Rocky Mountain, John Denver.
Lovely place.
Yeah.
My favourite place.
Steamboat Springs. I once spent a really fantastic holiday in Steamboat Springs in Colorado.
Steamboat
Springs.
Oh, of course, because you've got the old paddle steamers out there.
No, it was a ski resort.
Oh, you got me. I was thinking of Savannah. I do love Savannah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, and Charleston. Oh, lovely. The Kickstart scheme, listener, is a groundbreaking initiative to support 16 to 24-year-olds into work. And it's been launched now by the government. All employers, irrespective of size and sector, can offer any young person claiming universal credit a six-month work placement that will be paid for by the government. Mary Jean, this is an opportunity for people up where you live, perhaps. It's a six-month work placement, and as I said, paid for by the government. It will be delivered by the Department for Work and Pensions and will initially be open until December 2021 with the option of being extended. Kickstart jobs must be new and of good quality. Government will pay 100% of the age-relevant minimum wage, national minimum wage, insurance and pension contributions for 25 hours a week. What is the national minimum wage? I've lost £8 something, is it?
That's a question I should know. It's
We did know, but it changes.
It's about £8.72, isn't it? Something like that.
I was stuck on £8.25, I think, but it is, I think, about £8.72. Mm. Employers will be able to top up this wage, while the government will also pay employers £1,500 to set up support and training for people on a Kickstart placement, as well as helping pay for uniforms and other setup costs. So this is brilliant. You can find more information for employers on the scheme, and it's available at gov.uk, the Kickstart scheme. Groundbreaking. Get on there. Good idea.
£8.72.
Okay.
It's great when you're right, isn't it? I want to tell you about this FSB webinar, How to Turn LinkedIn Connections into High-Paying Customers. Wednesday the 16th of September, that's manana, isn't it? Tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
12 noon to 1 p.m. The webinar covers how to build successful connections on LinkedIn and convert them into high-paying clients without having to spend a penny on adverts. If you want to join in that webinar, if you go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar, / how to turn LinkedIn connections into customers. So that's fsb.org.uk / event calendar / how to turn LinkedIn connections into high paying customers. If you want to find out all about these and you haven't written down the links, if you follow FSB Kent on Twitter at FSB Kent, they're all listed there as well.
And sorry, I was just photographing the Kickstart scheme for a few of my clients. There's a new T-level course, and that is a hashtag you can use. It's hashtag T-level. Combining classroom learning with a substantial industry placement. So hashtag T-levels. And they give young people the knowledge, skills and experience that business needs. You can find out more. This is an FSB thing. So as Paul says, you can find out more on the FSB Kent website or the FSB website. But you can also go to www.tlevels.gov.uk. And they say that the furlough scheme is ending. It will change in October 2020. And you can also find out what you need to do as an employer. Because, you know, if you've listened to a few of the last Bunker shows, we've had quite a lot of HR guests on, haven't we? Mm. A lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and October's going to be a seminal point where the furlough schemes all start to come to an end, and then we see the fallout of what's actually going to happen from there on in. So it could get quite nasty.
Hope it won't.
There were lots of people making nice noises about GDP growth and stuff like that, but they announced the unemployment figures yesterday, and there's another 700,000 unemployed already. And we're not at the end of the furlough scheme yet, and unfortunately that's going to get worse.
It's very scary. We took our trusty Honda to the garage this morning, and he has never been busier because, of course, everybody's going back to work now and they haven't MOT'd their cars. He's flat out. Mm. Kent Sectional Buildings, I called them about a sectional building for a client of mine. I refurb places for people. And that was January, New Year, before they could put up a summer house. Wow. So there are businesses that are thriving.
That just made me laugh. Sectional buildings. I started thinking, have they got pronouns? But that would be an intersectional building, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's great. You know, plumbers, all those kind of people are busy. Hospitality, if you are booking a restaurant and you can't go, can you please cancel it? Mm. That's my bugbear at the moment.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about this. It's not happening until November, but you need to set the date in your diary. Come and visit our virtual venue where we'll be holding the V Southeast Construction Expo.
Oh, good one.
Using the very latest technology, we can offer all the things that made live events work. Come and visit our virtual venue when we're holding V Southeast Construction Expo. We have built a unique networking and learning environment with great content, live question and answers, and informative and expert speakers. Keep the dates free. The virtual and live construction expo is on the 18th and 19th of November. If you want to find out more about it, who the speakers are, what's going on, or to register your place, if you go to constructionexpouk.co.uk/virtual construction expo. Let me tell you that again, constructionexpouk.co.uk/virtual construction expo. Alternatively, you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the business events tab. There's a business events tab at the top, and you will find it linked there.
Did we mention Michael Park's survey?
No, we didn't. I knew I'd missed a load of tweets, and I couldn't find them again.
Very tardy. Mm. So Michael Park's surveys, you can find them on the Twitter at M for Mother, P for Peter, S for Sugar, L. We are
L for what?
L for Lima.
L for Lever.
I like what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
We are very snappy today. We're chartered surveyors, they say, and we do commercial property consultants as well. We do valuations, leases, property sales and management. So you can find them on michaelparks.co.uk. Big hello to you. And they're all working with solicitors and all sorts of things.
Fantastic. Wayne, I just tweeted out about the book, and then I suddenly realised I may have made up the title. What's the title of the book?
The Ten Commandments of Business Growth.
Yeah. I got
be mixed up with the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. We had the guy that wrote that a few months ago. Good guy. Am I allowed to tell that?
Was he Spanish?
No. Shall I tell you that? And then we had a really lovely, absolutely lovely man, a pastor from a church.
Too many
in
carbs
Canterbury.
For me.
And his name was King James. That's his name.
Oh, yeah.
And I just said, I've read your book.
Did he take that line?
He was okay about it. And it was like, you know, oh, that's only the 9 millionth time I've heard that. I tweeted out, I got the Ten Commandments of Business. So I missed out the growth bit. So I will fix that later.
Well, once we finish the show, we can do it properly. Yeah, you know, we can't just do cartwheels all the time. You know, we are quite on the ball with
all
the
tweets. Well, you talk for yourself.
Well, yeah, you do great cartwheels. FSB Kent, they're saying how to effectively manage your finances and your mental health. Very much happening at the moment during these strange COVID times. So this is Wednesday the 21st of October. That's my mother's 90th, Paul Andrews.
Blimey.
10:30 to 2 p.m. To 12 p.m. Sorry, it's a virtual event which will explain financial support options that are available to you, and signpost also your mental health resources to keep you and your staff healthy. And you can go to the fsb.org.uk, the events calendar, and find out about Wednesday 21st of October. There. I was just thinking about Mary Jean. I bet she's having a little whiskey now after
Do you
she's
think?
Done the show. Probably rubbing some of this lovely hand cream and having a little whiskey.
Bit of haggis.
Yeah.
Bit of haggis for a lunch.
Fried haggis. It's really
you
nice.
You did get into that, didn't
Absolutely
you?
Absolutely no calories.
Mm. Yeah, of course not. The Digital Skills Partnership from the South East LEP has partnered with that's a strange name. I can't pronounce
Corsets?
That. No, Coursera. Coursera,
okay.
That's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Coursera,
very...
to provide free online learning resources to 10,000 users across the southeast. There are more than 4,300 courses available to those facing redundancy, on furlough, or those looking to reskill to enter a new industry. The courses are free, and you can sign up until the end of September. And once you've signed up, the course must be completed by the end of December 2020. If you want to find out more about it, go to their website, southeastlep.com/ourdelivery/skills. That's southeastlep.com/ourdelivery/skills.
And the fabulous Tim Stubbings, who's a Canon accredited teacher, is a brilliant photographer. I had some lessons with him when I was doing a lot of my PR photography. And unless he starts talking about numbers and all the lens stuff, but it's great. But he just says medical songs and films. Polyp will eat itself, closely followed by I can see for piles and piles. Lovely. Thanks, Tim.
Mm.
Talking of piles.
There's another event taking place this Thursday, the 17th of September. It's a COVID-19 exit strategy roadmap, how to make your business thrive again in the new normal. And it's taking place on Thursday the 17th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. COVID-19 has created major challenges for businesses everywhere, but there is a way out. This webinar will outline a structured roadmap to help business owners reinvent their business to thrive in a post-pandemic world. To register for that, it's fsb.org.uk/event-calendar/COVID-19 exit strategy.
I think they need Dr. Wayne on there as well. Book your place on the Brighter Futures online event and discover how your business can access a range of training and support programs, as well as being able to virtually meet and talk to potential trainees. Save the date. It's a diary date on 28th of October. And the agenda is a morning session live online, 9 to 11:40. There is an opening address by Medway Council CEO Neil Davies and Councillor Josie Isles, if I've said it wrong, portfolio holder for Children's Services. You know her, Dr. Wayne. Okay, he's nodding. There's a Kickstart programme, a care leaver covenant, apprenticeships, funding, and you also hear from an apprentice and an employer. Then there's an afternoon session, 1 to 3 p.m., all live online. You can go to email skills@medway.gov.uk, and they look forward to welcoming you, the Brighter Future event, 28th of October.
Fantastic. Ibiza Fitness Food.
Hello.
Hello, Business Bunker. We are busy cooking up fresh, healthy food to deliver to your home or office in the UK. Can you give us a shout-out, please? It's hot here. Absolutely we can. Give them a follow on Twitter. Ibiza Fitness Food. Is their Twitter handle?
It's IBZ Fitness Food.
That's how you normally spell Ibiza.
IBZ.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Ibs, though, because they can't fit it all in, is what I'm saying. Their Twitter handle.
Oh, their Twitter handle, I
see. What I mean?
IBZ Fitness Food.
It's
yeah,
Ibs.
You're right. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah, often I am right, you know, Paul.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to correct my pronunciation of Ibiza by telling me there was a Z in it.
Do you know, I was talking to my new husband. I said, if we're going to be locked
is that
in
allowed?
All winter, occasionally, when he's not paddleboarding, but it goes off for hours. It looks like Wurzel Gummidge at the moment, that COVID beard. But... you know, if we're going to have a lockdown in winter, it can be a bit grim where we are, right on the seafront with the north wind howling. So I'm talking about maybe we could go and live in the British Virgin Islands or somewhere gorgeous and work. I mean, why are we all freezing? whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. Why not enter the Emstone Awards? This is the Maidstone or the Ashford Awards. And you can do it. It's free entry. Go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk. Nominate yourself or somebody you know for the Maidstone Awards or the Ashford Business Awards.
I've had Sound of Spitfire on. Sound of Spitfire is a radio station in Lincoln, in Spalding. And lovely folks they are too, and a great radio station. And they're saying, Midge Cream, a repellent. I could use that. They love me, midges.
Yeah. But do they get them in Spalding then?
Oh, probably.
How far up is Spalding?
How far up what?
Is it near Leicester, did you say?
No, it's on the east side of the country, isn't it? So it's about on a parallel.
Give
probably
me a clue.
It's probably on a parallel with Leicester, but on the...
I'm looking at the map. It's like a boot, isn't it? And then you've got the top bit where Scotland is.
Yeah, it's not that far north. It's East Anglia.
So they must have commuting midges.
Yeah, just north of Cambridge and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know they had midges there.
Sound of Spitfire did a disco night last night. Doing disco music, which was brilliant, apparently.
Pivoting.
Well, they sent me a message and they went, are you going to listen? And unfortunately, the football was on, so the answer to that was no. But apparently it was really good.
Can't you listen to that while you watch?
No, I can't multitask.
Who's on now, football? I'm a bit. Is it Jimmy Greaves still?
Anyway, so I didn't get to listen to it, but I did see on Twitter that everybody had a thoroughly good time, and there was a lot of discussion about glitter balls, which made me laugh, because during the day I actually recorded an interview that I'm going to play in a couple of weeks' time from a DJ whose background on his Zoom was, in fact, a glitter ball.
Wow. Well, I actually bought a glitter ball for our young son.
As you would.
Yeah, when he was 10, for his bedroom. Oh, right, okay. I'm still waiting for my new husband to put it up. My son is now 24.
Right.
He's not good at DIY, my husband.
I used to look after the record shop when I was 18.
Oh, wow. Whereabouts?
In London.
Yeah. Wow, there's nothing like vinyl. The whole thing of putting it, taking it out. Yeah. I do love a bit of vinyl.
And a bit DJing in the evening, so.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Favourite song, then? Go back?
Oh, no, don't.
What was the dance? What was the dance?
Hi-ho, Silver Lining.
You're everywhere and nowhere. Yeah, there are always a good crowd pleaser.
Take advantage of our family business discovery workshops. Why not join Anita Brightley Hodges for an inspiring, motivational day for you to work on the future of your family business. Whether you work with cousins, uncles, grandparents, in-laws, all scenarios will benefit for this. If you want to find out more and arrange something like this, if you go to their website, familybusinessplace.com/discovery workshop. That's familybusinessplace.com/discovery workshop.
Great business.
Yeah.
And we've had a tweet from the fabulous Ken Heron. He's a cool hunter out there in Florida. He's a good buddy of ours, and he used to have a show on the bunker at one stage. It's quite difficult, the old COVID in Florida. I've been talking to him. But he is a device whisperer, and he says, I make human-to-machine communication simple. There you go. So, hello. He's also in Singapore and Florida. You can find him in LinkedIn.
Yeah, you don't need midge stuff out there. You need alligator repellent, don't you?
Yeah. Is it crocodile or alligator?
They're alligators.
Are they?
Don't have crocodiles in America.
They look very similar.
They're alligators.
Very similar.
Yeah.
FSB is thrilled to be sponsoring this year's virtual apprenticeship graduation ceremony. Brilliant idea, this, on the 2nd of October. And you can go to kandmapgrad.org, and that map has two P's, so K and map with two P's, grad.org. And did you know the Canterbury Festival is going to go ahead this autumn despite the pandemic?
Possibly.
That it's been confirmed at the moment.
At the moment.
How's that going to work, four and four?
Well, this is the
problem. Don't make me rant.
This is the problem, isn't it? That at the moment, because you can't predict anything, it's worse than not knowing, you know. I'd almost prefer them to just go, do you know what, you're all locked down again, because at least you know where you stand with this up and down. I came a cropper with that when I got back from my holiday. I missed by a couple of hours the cut-off point and ended
because
up...
Because they announced it at what time? 10 o'clock on a Saturday night?
And you had to be back by 4 a.m.
That's ridiculous.
And we missed it by a couple of hours, therefore we had to stay at home for 2 weeks, and it's just nonsense.
Well, I missed your birthday party as well.
Everyone missed my birthday party.
You had your own, but, you know, you didn't invite me.
Just me and Amanda and Lucy and the dog, which is no way to celebrate your 65th birthday, is it?
No.
I didn't even get my bus pass.
Yeah, but you did have... I did bring you in some... Have you tried your 10 calories yet? Your licorice?
My Dutch licorice,
Amanda won't be listening. Just for fun. She'll be horse riding.
Yeah, of course I am.
10 calories?
There's 10 calories in each piece,
How many you had?
One.
Just one?
Just one.
One a day?
Just one. No, just one.
And then you jog around the block?
Yeah, just one.
I bought him some Dutch licorice, which...
I like salted licorice. And the Dutch salted hard licorice is quite nice.
Like I said, hard. Okay. Have I got time to read any more?
Yeah.
I don't like to rush. The next meeting of Marsh Network Online is at 10:30 on Wednesday. That's mañana, I do believe. Is it the 16th, mañana? In the Zoom room, they say booking is essential. Please book now to reserve your place at either a free ticket or you can charity donate your ticket and we'll send you the link to join nearer the time. Give and receive support, grow your contacts, network and your business. Book through marshnetwork.co.uk. They also have a little app. So you can sign up for that, marshnetwork.imobile.1. That's from Terry.
Absolutely. TD Botty on the Twitter.
Yeah.
My favourite Twitter handle. Why not enter the BEAMS summer virtual raffle so that we can support more families of disabled children that are in need this summer? BEAMS is a charity. I believe they're based over there somewhere near Wilmington, Bexley. COVID-19 has had a devastating effect on vulnerable families in Kent this summer. Many have been unable to leave their homes, which has led to extreme distress and in some cases a family breakdown. Now more than ever, they need our help. Please enter the BEAMS Summer Virtual Raffle now and show your support. It's just a measly £2 a ticket to enter. To purchase your tickets, if you go to wearebeams.enthuse.com/virtual raffle. That's wearebeams.enthuse, E-N-T-H-U-S-E, enthuse.com/virtual raffle. There are some fantastic prizes on offer, including £100 Blue Water voucher, £40 voucher for Highlights Hair Salon. Oh, I fancy that. £25 voucher for Paula's The Florist. A £20 voucher for Beautiful Nails in Dartford. A £10 voucher for Davenport's Hair and Beauty in Dartford. Breakfast for two at Bella Venezia.
Ooh.
A fruit and vegetable hamper from Stanhill Farm Shop, Wilmington. The closing date is the 30th of September, and the draw date is the 1st of October. Thank you and good luck. For more info, please contact fundraising@wearebeams.org.uk, or you can call them on 01322 521049, or you can go to their website, wearebeams.org. Please support them.
Do. It's great. And do you offer accredited green or substantial environmental products and services? And do you want to reach out to more customers? Check out the new Green Business Hub platform. I wonder if that's any good for Mary Jean. Might be.
Could be.
So if you're listening, Mary Jean, you can go to 3Ws, greenbusinesshub.eco, and see if there's any help for you there. So there's that and the apprenticeship, which I think might be good for you. Mm-hmm. There are also bounce back loan schemes, which closes on the 4th of November. Many SMEs, small business owners, have benefited from this financial support. You can get between £2,000 to £50,000 with no repayments for 12 months at a 2.5% interest loan, and it's available through at British B Bank Lenders. That's the britishbusinessbank.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
You're shuffling your papers there, Mr.
I am shuffling my papers because we're fast approaching the end of the show and I need to read the ones that are time sensitive or you need to know now rather than ones that can be hung over till next week.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another HMRC email. Changes to the coronavirus job retention scheme kicked in on the 1st of September, and it means that employers will now need to fund 10% of furloughed employees' usual wages for the hours they do not work and continue to pay their national insurance and pension contributions. Make sure you have the latest information by joining a live webinar, extension to the coronavirus job retention scheme and flexible furlough. We'll provide an overview of the scheme, including flexible furloughing, examples of how to work out the amount you can claim, and the charges and the changes for September and October. We'll also share information on the job retention bonus, including how to check if you're eligible. If you haven't been able to join a webinar about coronavirus statutory sick pay rebate scheme, more dates have now been added. To get the latest information on who can claim, what you can claim, how to make a claim, and what you may be entitled to, you can actually ask questions during the live webinars using the on-screen text box. Our webinars are constantly updated to provide the latest government guidance on the changes as they develop. So if you want to find out more, go to www.gov.uk/government/organisations/HM Revenue Customs, and you can sign up for any of those webinars and have all your questions about the coronavirus job retention scheme, new scheme, answered.
Brilliant. I'm just going to read a little quick one because I know we're running short of time. Mm. So you can go for details of the KCF, I need to say KFC, the KCF Coronavirus Emergency Fund allocations, and they've been split into three main areas of need. So there are projects that are supporting vulnerable adults, projects supporting children, young people and families, and also supporting the elderly and vulnerable that are able to possibly receive financial support, which is awarded to projects in all parts of the country. So go to kentcf.org.uk/funding coronavirus emergency fund. I'm sure that's on kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
It is indeed. There's an FSB Maidstone virtual networking event taking place on Wednesday the 30th of September, 4pm to 5pm, hosted by Peter Searle. It's a free FSB Connect online event with the Metro Bank, and everyone is welcome. You can join in by going to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Maidstone virtual networking. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Maidstone virtual networking. Is that it? Have you got anything else?
Yeah, well, I've read all mine. That's so diligent.
Okay.
And also, I don't like gabbling at the end, Paul Andrews.
Do you not?
You know, if there's a long one, I don't like to sort of cram it in. I was just trying to steal Dr. Wayne's pen then, apparently.
Oh, just someone's reminded me, it's Battle of Britain Day today as
is
well.
Is it?
Yeah.
And you just mentioned Spitfire. That was good, isn't
yeah,
it?
That was lucky, wasn't it?
Like that when that happens.
It's great when serendipity kicks in.
We have a Spitfire that flies over our house quite a lot, actually, a couple of times a week.
Have you ever been to the Battle of Britain Museum or the place at...
In Broadstairs?
No. Well, there's there, and there's also at... I'm trying to think of the airfield near Brands Hatch.
OK.
What's the airfield there?
Oh, I don't know. Heathrow.
No.
Google it.
Yeah, there's the airfield there. It's gone completely out of my head. It was stupid.
That is our age, of course. Well, I mean, we can't remember anybody's name now.
Yeah. Anyway, they've got a flight of the Spitfires based there.
Well, you can fly with a Spitfire in a sort of another plane. I guess they don't want you in the Spitfire.
No, you can go up in the Spitfire.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. They've got a trainer Spitfire, which is a two-seater, and you can actually go up in it. I've been to the museum and thing there, which is brilliant. It's just and they allow you to sit in a Spitfire and a Hurricane.
I'd love that.
They are
beautiful planes when they fly over. I'm surprised I didn't keep you in the museum now.
Thank you for that.
But they are beautiful. Ken Lloyd, photographer and artist, he does lots of paintings of them. He's mad on Spitfires.
Yeah.
But they are gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm quickly trying to Google what the...
Do you know what? You Google it. I'm just saying the studio has never smelt so nice with this Mary Jean. I can get whiffs of it every now and then. I don't suppose the midge repellent smells quite as nice, but the soaps are just gorgeous.
There's only one person left of the few for that Battle of Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Emmanuel.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Another era that
we'll
never, this to my kids, you'll never find. Like my mum is 90. She's so stoic. You know, she falls over, breaks her wrist. She goes, I'm all right. You know, she's got the wrist hanging off.
Yeah.
Biggin Hill.
Well, we knew that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Everybody knew that.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was something beginning with H. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm afraid we're at the end of our show now. I want to say a huge thank you to my co-host, the lovely Jill Serkin, and our fabulous guest, Dr. Wayne Wright.
Pleasure.
Of W Square Solutions. Do check that out. And also look for his new book coming out in the first week of October, The 10 Commandments of Business Growth. Do check that out.
And don't forget the competition.
Do enter the competition on Twitter, and we'll retweet it out a few times. There's two books on offer to two people drawn at random from a reply to Twitter using the hashtag BBunker. Tell us why you'd like a copy of the book. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll read out the winners of that on next week's show. A thank you to Mary Quinn of Mary Jane UK, the cosmetics company based up there in Scotland. We'll be back next week.